This meeting is now being recorded.
Great. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the UPDP small meeting on legal committee framework, taking place on Wednesday, the 9th of January, 2019. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room. If you're only on the audio bridge, would you please let yourself be known now? And I have Leon and Margie noted. Anyone else? All right, hearing no other names, I just want to remind everyone, please state your name before speaking for recording purposes, and please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. And with this, I'll turn it back over to Kurt Pritz. Please begin, Kurt.
Hi, everyone. So welcome. So at the end of the last call, we agreed that, we divide into three groups and take these inputs from the initial report and hammer them into questions that we could send to the council, which is being procured. So hopefully those things are happening in parallel. So I'll just ask anyone on the call, any of the team members, to raise their hand if they have any progress to report on formulating these questions. And hi, Diane, go ahead. I was just going to say for question three, if you guys want to last. That's because Thomas is going to be a little bit late. That's okay, but I don't see any other hands up. So, Diane, please go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, we could test. I said to draft this last. Now, and so we have a little, but,
Any of the others on question one or question two have anything to report?
Hi, Kate. This is Liam. On question one, we didn't coordinate amongst ourselves over email, so I guess we're on fault on that. But I will make sure to coordinate with Javia and my other colleague, which I don't remember right now because I'm not in front of my computer. We'll have an update for next.
Maybe. Yeah, so, okay. Christina, how are you today?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Sleepy.
I have not. I did want to just note two things. First, I assume that Laureen is affected by the U.S. government shutdown and so isn't available until that's over. And second, I did listen last night to the recording of the call on the second that I missed. I was still technically on vacation. And I actually had a really difficult time hearing everyone. So, I think at this point what might make the most sense, Margie, if there's any action items on question on the draft question two that I circulated last week, if you could maybe shoot me an email offline, that would be fantastic.
One of the things that you probably weren't able to hear, Christina, in the meeting was my suggestion, but I'm not sure it's universally adopted, but that the questions kind of be formed in three parts. So there's a consistency to each of the questions we asked. And one was, to provide some background information so that so that the legal resource understood enough of the information so that they were able to answer the question. And in providing that background, we were going to assume that resource that is hired understood sufficiently or understood to a great extent the domain name system and how it works. So we wouldn't need to describe about what a domain name registration was, but we had to describe the situation with regard to our discussions and deliberations so that the person answering the question had enough information to ask them. And then the second part of the question might include any background information we already had regarding that, which parts of the GDPR we were referring to, any additional input from the Data Protection Board, I forget what the other is ICO, any other guidance from the ICO, so any other guidance we already had with regard to that question. And then third, the question itself would be pretty short. So one guiding light, I think, is to pose the questions in those forms. Okay, Diane, I guess you're up.
Nathan, what do you think is best? I guess that the issue based on what you just said is that I provided some background in the draft that I sent to Tatiana and Thomas. And Thomas was fine with it and happy with it. But Tatiana and I then had a further discussion because her stakeholder group also needs to be happy. And they were a little concerned about certain elements that she and I worked through. But I think that they're concerned that with the background information, there might be either more information certain information that they don't want included. So I'm happy to share what we've worked on to date, but I can't say that it's 100% vetted through everyone, and considering Thomas isn't on the call, certainly I'm pleased to wait to make sure that he's part of it, being that he's part of our team, but happy to do whatever you see best. I could forward my email to staff who could put it up or whatever you recommend.
You know, I think that'd be the best approach to give us something to talk about. You know, and it's up for each, I guess there's kind of a point of order here because, there's three people forming each question. So, I would kind of put the onus on you guys to develop the question. I don't, we're going to go back to the plenary, with the questions before we go out. So, I think what I'm trying to say is on your team, there's three groups that are represented and, six or so that aren't represented. So I don't know if in your deliberations and forming questions, you want to take the time to get team buy-in where time is sort of the essence, but I guess we have to leave that up to each team. Tatiana, please go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Well, first of all, I would like to thank Diana for this amazing work and her openness to discuss all the issues. And it was really a pleasure to get this question in shape. What I wanted to say is that yes, the stakeholder group was not unhappy with providing the background information. Of course, if we as a group decide to provide this information, I would be happy to offer to fine tune it together, like fine tune the text together with Diana and Thomas, so it will suit us all. And I can say that from my from my side, I'm willing to work on this, and I'm willing to find the middle ground. So I'm sure that we will shape something, and we can do this probably till the next call if necessary. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks, Tatiana. Yeah, so with that, Diane, if you wanted to send what you have, if you're okay, and we'll certainly understand that this, you know, this is preliminary work. It make good, the best use of our time possible, I think.
We can't hear you.
Go ahead, Christina. I'm sorry, I was looking at the link Barry sent.
Thanks. I don't really know how to articulate this, other than to say, it seems to me that each of the small teams has some coordinating to do internally before there's any point in our trying to talk further about these questions. So I guess what I'm not clear on is what other subjects should we be discussing now? Because if there aren't any, quite frankly, I could really use the 44 minutes.
Yeah, well, you and me both. Let's look at Diane's draft here. And see
right,
if,
I understand that, but my point
we
is,
can provide
I guess what I had understood from Tatiana and from some of the, I had understood that question three was not kind of agreed upon by the people in that small group. And unless and until it is, I'm not sure it's useful to kind of bring the broader group into the discussion. Maybe I'm misunderstanding. You know, obviously, Margie and I are going to have to do the best that we can without Lorene until she's available. And, you know, hopefully that will be in the next couple of days, but who knows? So, you know, and maybe I'm misunderstanding Tatiana's point before. But if so, I apologize. But if one of the three members of that small team has disagreements with the question as it's proposed to be draft revised, I'm not sure it's helpful for us to weigh in until they've had a chance to resolve it.
Thanks, Tatiana. Go ahead.
Hi.
Do you have a response to what Christine said?
Yes. Yes, of course. We agreed on the question. We couldn't agree if there is necessary to provide background information, but the shape of the question we agreed on. So I think it could be helpful to for the group to look at the question and assess it. Because yes, no, Christina, maybe it's not your misunderstanding. Maybe it's just my bad speaking skills today. I've got a bit of a bad head day. Too much work. Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to, you know, I think at the end of the day, we're going to split the baby and give you back about a half an hour. Christina, we're going to take some time, look at this question, and coach Diane and Tatiana and Thomas up a little bit on our thoughts on this, and hopefully be coaching ourselves up as to the other two questions, and see if it informs the rest of our work, because it might be helpful in making the rest of our work uniform. So I'll give us another 45 seconds to read the question.
Hi, Kurt. Unfortunately, the draft that you put up is not the correct one. I sent you the most recent revision. So if you could just look at that and post that, that would be super helpful.
Terrific. Give us 45 seconds, and I'll give you 45 seconds.
Diane, this is Caitlin. Would you mind just copying and pasting the recent revision into chat, because, and I'll post it into the pod? What you forwarded me was a chain of questions, and I'm not sure which one is correct. So if you could put it into chat, that would be helpful. Thank you.
So, Margie, you can't see this, right?
No, sorry.
So there's two emails, right? One with an abbreviated background and then one with a question. So I think, I'm kind of getting to where Christina is, because
go ahead,
I want to be pretty brief, because I'm kind of getting where Christina is, and if Margie can't see, I think based on previous conversations, is important that she's a part of this. So I don't know if we want to, well, go ahead, give your description. Go ahead and provide your description.
Simplify the beginning, based on Tatiana's recommendation, very simple, as agreed to by her stakeholder group, basically stating the purpose of 6.1b for contractual necessity, making it clear that is the processing necessary from the contract, or the steps taken to process the data subject for entering into the contract. So really basically restating what 6.1b is. Then we wanted to add the specificity as needed in this context to be able to understand that is there the need for the direct contractual relationship with the registered name holder, or specifically ICANN, which is not a party to the contract, are they able to process registrant's data so that it's deemed necessary for the performance of the contract from a legal standpoint under the GDPR. And then we wanted to provide clarity as to the application in relation to whether it be registration and activation of a domain, or more broadly in relation to, rather than using the wording DNS abuse, which was unacceptable to Tatiana and her group, we added 3.18-20 of the RRA, so that the range of activities could be considered by the council, so that this provides exact context of the potential related activities that could be deemed necessary for the performance of the contract between the registered name holder, registrar's contracted parties, or ICANN, in the context of the RAA and this evaluation. And we wanted to add the last sentence to make it clear that we are looking to provide the appropriate legal basis and necessary steps so that if the council then wants to consider whether 6.1F is an alternative legal basis and or whether there would be any consideration of the need to add ICANN as a party, that those additional issues could be brought into scope if necessary. So I'm happy for Tatiana or Thomas to weigh in. This is the draft as agreed upon. I did send you the entire background that we're also, Thomas agreed to, was helpful. And we're happy to share that as well, if everybody wants. Go ahead, Tatiana.
Tatiana Trupina speaking for the record. Diana, thanks very much. I'm perfectly fine with your explanation. And as I said, if the group decides that there is a need for background information, maybe really, as Christina suggested, during the meeting in Toronto, someone is going to replace me and negotiate the drafting of the background information. I think it might be good. But in terms of question, I'm fine with this, with the wording, as you already explained, because we did find some sort of middle ground. Thank you.
Bert, if you're talking, you're on mute.
Sorry, I clicked on it and then nothing happened. I'm really sorry, you guys. Christina, thanks very much, Tatiana. Go ahead, Christina.
I would just note that looking at this question, I think it may be incomplete in the sense that it's been pretty clearly a position of the registry that 61B does not generally apply to them. And it would seem that if we're asking about the scope of necessary for the performance of a contract, you know, it might as well ask, include that too, right? Why limit it to just ICANN?
Yeah, so I'm reading the question as posed in the initial report. I know it's your I understand what the position was. I'm trying to figure out if this, you know, adequately captures the topic that was raised. So I kind of think we need to do two things here. One is if this group, Thomas, Diane, and Tatiana, could if this is DONE done, then forward the question to the group in the form in which you think it applies. You know, I do think some augmentation of the background is necessary to point up the area of contention that caused this question to be raised. So it's my personal opinion that some more background's required. Two is so I think that the best approach is to send this to the group so Margie can't see it. And it's really necessary for the other two groups to close on these questions if we're gonna get some meaningful input in a timely way on them. I think it's already too late to get any input in time for the Toronto meeting. And then third is kind of a tangential point, and that is, you know, I wonder if we need to replace Laureen on the team. I don't know if I guess she's a representative from the GAC, and I don't really know if Ashley's not available either, so I don't know if one of the other two are suitable for this or not, but it seems that Christina and Margie, if you want a third person appointed, you could ask us and we could work toward that. So I think what we need to do are those things. Hi, Thomas, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Kurt. Hi, everyone, and sorry for being late. Well, I have not been able to attend the discussion that Tatiana and Diane had a couple of half an hour before this call started. So I'm not sure exactly what their discussion has been, but this sub-team may have faced an issue that may reoccur for other legal questions, and therefore I think if we discuss some general points about how we're going to put questions to the legal counsel that we're about to hire. And that is, I think that the crux here is that some language that were meant to provide some color for the legal advisor, to help the legal advisor understand what we're trying to do here, rang some alarm bells with certain constituents. And maybe a way to go for everything that we're doing is to try to frame the legal questions as general as possible and just point the advisor to the page of our initial report where the current status of the debate can be found, because the initial report is out. that's nothing that we should further debate in the sub-team. But I think that the challenge is that we are sort of having a policy debate here, even in asking the question. And I think that the fundamental question here is, you know, to what extent can third parties' doings have an impact on the contractual relationship, and to what extent can 6.1 be augmented or stretched to other relationships? I'm paraphrasing here, so that's not the language that we could use. But I'd really like to hear folks' views on trying to be as minimalistic as possible with specifics of our report, to get general legal questions out there and just make a reference to our report. And that can maybe help us expedite the process in this group, because one thing's for sure, the legal advisors will get back with questions to us. And that's the opportunity where we can add all the details that are required for them to answer the question. But I find it quite unfortunate that we're burning an awful lot of time of this entire group in even trying to frame the questions appropriately. And I think that can potentially be expedited by, you know, taking the or using the suggestion that I've just made. Hope this helps.
And just to be clear, Thomas, your suggestion is to use the question as posed in the initial report and send that to the council?
No, I would try to ask the question even more in the abstract, so that it is not encumbered with any political weight that it might carry. You know, we had in an earlier draft there were the word DNS security, and I think that rang bells with certain folks. And I don't want to make any value judgment on that, but it is as it is. There are contentious points. There is certain language that will not be acceptable for members or alternates on this team and in the wider EPDP. So let's try to be as unbiased or as neutral with the questions that we put out there as we can in what we're drafting, and just point the advisor to the pages relevant to the question in our initial report without touching or reframing what we have in the report.
Okay. Thanks. I have a comment to that, but let's go on to Tatiana.
Tatiana, for the record, if there is a record. I totally agree with Thomas about this, because apparently even if we try to mend the positions and align somewhere and somehow, we have to sacrifice some biased language and still have it biased. Like, for example, for this question, I really appreciated Diana's effort to write a question and a background, but from our stakeholder group position, for example, mentioning DNS abuse would look as a complete bias. And you cannot write background information from this point of view, like from the IPC point of view or BC point of view, without mentioning it. So I would agree with Thomas that maybe we just go with very simple questions, very general ones. And this is what I suggested yesterday for our small team, sub-team, just to go as simple as possible. I do think that probably this needs some background, but why don't we really then make the references to the reports and the discussion we had? The only way to mend this, in our case, was replacing DNS abuse with the references to registrar agreement, accreditation agreement. So we try to make it general. But I think it would be really a good idea to make it generic, general, simple, and then just make references, because legal team will come back to us for further information, as Thomas pointed out. Thank you.
Right. I think Thomas's characterization of the question about where he used the word, can it be stretched, was an excellent choice of words, even though he said he was paraphrasing. But that in itself is a rewording of kind of an objective question. And second, I think there are policy considerations being taken in the way we ask questions, and in a sense, but I understand that, and I almost think that's a necessity. And I think that's why, you know, if we get back to the whole idea of small groups, that's why we have this small group, is to try to have people seated around the table that can kind of iron those policy considerations out. And third, you know, I just think that if we write a simple form of the question, you know, I would anticipate the questions we're going to get back from legal counsel, because in many cases I think they might be apparent. So I would anticipate the kind of questions we get back to legal counsel and try to answer them in our original question, because we're trying to get answers to this. So I found, you know, Thomas's iteration of the question really useful, but I think we should try to hammer out the policy implications of our questions in this small team, and then make the questions as complete as we can. Diane?
Hi, Kurt. I definitely appreciate Thomas's perspective of making the questions general, but on the flip side, I just want to throw out to the group Maritha's point and my thought process. And, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, under a time crunch here, we already have questions. If we then are spending all this time to redraft the questions, and we're only going to then draft general questions to then point the counsel to our published report, that seems to me that that's going to be a big time suck for the counsel to then look at a general question, have to refer to our, back to the initial report to get context. I mean, I'm just looking at it from a billing standpoint. Me as a lawyer, why do we need to dumb down questions and make them too general for a lawyer to then have to go back to our initial report to take the time and do their homework? I mean, I think that it would be so much more productive. What is the harm? We're not publishing what goes to the legal counsel. We're hiring someone to act as our advisor. So if we hand them the questions right now the way they are, and let them know that we don't want, there should be no specificity related to any certain policy considerations for one group or the other, but please look at the questions, look at the initial report to give us the appropriate specific answers that we're looking for. It seems to me that we're making this a lot more complicated than it has to be and wasting a lot of time. So I think that perhaps the process is standing in the way of the productivity and the outcome that we're looking for. Just a thought.
Thanks, Dan. I'm wondering if we have time for another call sometime between now and Toronto, whether that be Friday, which would stink for some of us, I think, because it's Saturday, or the first of next week. The first of next week is hard because I think the support team is flying to Toronto on Monday, and most of you are flying on Tuesday. But I'd like to, you know, sort of regroup and go back to forming the questions in the best way we can, and having some sort of discussion on them. I don't know exactly when that could happen. So, like, for example, Christina's saying she can meet on Monday. I think I fly to Toronto like really early in the morning, so like this time slot would not be available to me. Well, let's kind of do a poll, see if there's any times that are available. In the meantime, it'd be great if this, you know, it'd really be great if this team could get something down on paper. Not this team three, but especially the other two teams, get something down on paper in time for, you know, let's plan for a call on Monday sometime, see what happens. And then, if we could get something down on paper in time for that meeting to discuss, that would be great. Great is one word, almost necessary is the other word. And the other action we'll take is to ask the GAC if they want to replace Loreen, because my prediction is she won't be back soon. Do we want to, it's quarter till, do we want to take the time to put, did you guys find Christina's version of the question that we put up last time? So I think, I don't know if anybody wants to opine on this question. I remember, Christina, the comments we had last time, one was mine, was about whether we needed to provide a little more background information regarding the registration process and the data that's required. So while we considered that, you know, our provider would have knowledge of the DNS, we might need to provide some information as regard to, you know, what are some of the data elements in the who is information, how that gives rise to the issue of legal versus natural persons. So how the issue is raised. And then, another question is, would providing educational materials, someone in the group thought we should put a finer point on that because that's sort of a general term. And, you know, while we have, that's what we have in the initial report, what we really mean is, you know, we provide information to the to the registered name holder or the registrant at the time of registration, you know, what the difference between, if we give them information as to the difference between legal and natural persons and, ask for an indication of that whether, you know, so just defining what educational material means a little better. Does anybody else have any comments? I think those were the two comments, to the question. Does anybody else have any comments to that or additions? Was that it? So Margie, what Christina is saying is she'll hobnob with you on the question to see if to get your comments on it, and so as a team you can deliver a final draft. But we don't even see her here anymore, so never mind, Margie. So anyway, the feedback on that question were those two things, I think. Does that make sense, Christina, or not? Okay, thanks for doing that. So let's put out a poll for a Monday meeting and ask each of the groups to submit or refine questions with regard to their intra-team input, and try to get together on Monday sometime. Is that all right? So, you know, thanks very much for getting on the call. I'm sorry I wasn't more useful to everyone, and we'll try to push this through. I understand certainly everything you're going through with the big teams and the other small teams, and not to mention your day jobs, which are the most important things you do. So, thanks very much for getting on the call. And we'll talk to you all soon.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Today's meeting's adjourned. You can disconnect your line. Have a good rest of your day.